Hey everyone, thanks and welcome back. You are listening to The Critic Circle. I am Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy, and this is the next episode of Popcorn Therapy, where we use movies to become happier and healthier in real life. Today, our topic is going to be on flexibility. Got the idea for this one in a previous segment where Dr. Donna Copeland and I were talking about courage, and she pointed out that one of the great techniques in being able to be courageous is to be able to change our plans, to have a plan and to change it when necessary. So I'm going to expand on that a little bit today and talk about flexibility, which naturally is the ability to recognize when it's time to let go of our preconceived notions and maybe roll with the punches a little bit to get further along more quickly. I'm reminded of an episode in Apollo 13. One of my favorite phrases there was when Ed Harris was talking about a piece of equipment and he hollered, "I don't care what it was designed to do, I care about what it can do." And that's the kind of attitude we need to bring to pursuing anything in life that we're working on. So today we'll talk about several movies where people were struggling with such obstacles and how they showed flexibility to move past those into a future they might not even have imagined before. And the first one is A Hologram for the King, starring Tom Hanks, came out earlier in 2016. And in this case, we meet a fellow who has experienced his entire life blowing up around him and as a last-ditch effort to save his career and try to patch something back up with his daughter, he ends up flying to Saudi Arabia to pitch a technology to a new client. Once he gets there, as you might remember, if you've seen the movie, you'll remember this. He was thwarted at every turn by whether it was local custom or people not being where they said they were going to be or not letting him into the meeting and any number of things. And what he did in response to this, as we can watch him throughout the movie, is in honoring the system that was there, he respected what was going on and worked within those channels, but also then did a good-natured workaround when necessary. He didn't actually step on anybody's toes, but he did take the philosophy of it's easier to get forgiveness than permission sometimes and bypassed a receptionist and did some other good-natured finagling to be able to talk to the people that he needed to talk to. And in so doing, he was able to move forward and make the most of the time that he had when he was twiddling his thumbs waiting on the client. Another one where we see flexibility at work is Pitch Perfect, in which case you might remember about the young freshman who went to college at her father's insistence because she actually wanted to go out to California and get into the music business, and her dad insisted that she have a college education. And so that was the deal she struck. And her circumstances were such that she made an agreement in a service to her long-term goal, but then she also remained open to possibilities once she got there, when she was faced with other opportunities, in this case the a cappella opportunity, to join the a cappella group and compete with them. And then in that experience, brought to that group, who themselves were caught in their old way of doing things, to be able to bring a freshness to what that group was doing. So between the two of them, she ended up with a better opportunity at college that still furthered her goals. And then she also brought her freshness to the group, who were then able to go and compete on their level, in their competition. And everybody won from that. So in this case, we see sticking with our long-term goal, keep your eye on the ball and what we want, but then also be able to bloom where we're planted and make the most of what is going on in the situation around us. If you're just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Critic Circle. I'm Lisa Ellen, and we are talking about popcorn therapy with our theme today being flexibility. Our third film that we're going to talk about today, then, is As Good As It Gets. You might remember this was Jack Nicholson as the fellow who was alienating anybody and everybody in his field of gravity, with Helen Hunt as his daily waitress, and Greg Kinnear as his artist neighbor who ended up being hospitalized and in need of resources. Pulling all of these folks together, in this case, we see where Helen Hunt's character and Greg Kinnear's character were driven to be flexible based on the desperation of their circumstances. With Helen Hunt, it was a sick child. With Greg Kinnear, it was being out of money when he wasn't able to work anymore. In this case, we saw neither one of them was particularly open to the messenger and to the packaging of what we're seeing. Melvin, who is Jack Nicholson's character, was alienating everybody, and he was so obstructive and so offensive on so many levels that people really couldn't see what he had to offer. But when he was able to realize that in order for his own life to move forward, he needed to work on himself, which he did, and then in being able to reach out to the best of his ability, when the other two were faced with what he had to offer, and I won't spoil that in case anybody hasn't seen the movie, but they were forced to be able to say yes to what he had to offer, and in so doing, were able to avail themselves, we'll say, of opportunities they never would have had before. So one of the things we can learn in all of the different angles of As Good As It Gets is not to be too caught up in what it is that we're, how we think things ought to look. It might not show up in the person, it might not show up in the place or the circumstances that we expect or want, but when we can remember to stay in touch with the experience that we want, which is a happy life or a good relationship or a satisfying job, if we can stay open to those elements, then we can receive that in whatever way it's going to show up, even if it's unexpected. Finally, since we have a little bit of time left, I want to take a look at a couple of situations where people were not flexible. Because actually, there's no law in saying that we need to be flexible at all times. Life will present us with situations where we really need to stand firm for what we believe. Actually, I'm thinking about Tom Hanks with another movie from last year, Bridge of Spies, where Mark Rylance was telling him to be the standing man, that he remembered the standing man who never moved, never wavered from what he thought was right. So in such cases, it's important to know what the cost is. What is it that we are going to lose or have to forego if we choose not to be flexible? And two movies that really bring this forward, one is The Devil Wears Prada with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway, and another one is Steve Jobs last year with Michael Fassbender. In the case of the fictional Miranda Priestley, who was inspired by an actual person, Anna Wintour, but actually Miranda Priestley is in fact a fictional character. For both Miranda Priestley and for Steve Jobs, they had a vision, and everything in life came second to that vision. They were completely inflexible on what it took to get those things accomplished. Family went by the wayside. Relationships went by the wayside. Everything had the possibility of falling completely apart. But because they had a larger vision, they were willing to have everything come in service to that vision. So if we are willing to take the consequences of whatever is going to happen, then we can stay inflexible when that is called for. The important part there is simply to remember to be cognizant ahead of time what that's going to be, so that when it happens, it will have our we can stand our ground better. We'll have more resolve. It will strengthen our resolve, and also it will avoid any nasty surprises or regrets in the future. And remember, being flexible, you can always change your mind later and relax your position. For example, as Anne Hathaway's character did when she decided not to pursue Miranda Priestley's line of life, not to pursue her down that path, and decided that her relationships were equally as important as her career. So those are some examples of how flexibility can be illustrated for us in the movies, and we can take a look at our own life to see what areas that, how we can use that for inspiration. So for example, just to recap, a couple of tips going forward. Remind yourself not to get caught in how you think things should look. Life isn't fair. Things show up differently. Just remember what it is that we're after and stick with that. Always remain focused on that. The second is to remain open-minded. Different things will come up. We'll need to look at things a different way. We may need to change our course. We may have been inflexible and decided now maybe we need to step off of that assumption. And finally, if we decide to be inflexible on something and stick with a plan no matter what. And finally, remember that you don't have to be flexible if you want to stick with your plan no matter what. There are definitely times you'll need to do that. And then just remember to notice ahead of time, count the cost of what it is you're going to have to give up or forego or accommodate in some way as a result. And then just be willing to take those consequences and you'll be fine. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Lisa Ellen with Real Happiness Cinema Therapy. That's Real with two E's here on the Critic Circle. And I'll see you the next time on the next episode of Popcorn Therapy.